Listen carefully.
Despite what you might have heard about there being no sound in space, that's not entirely true. Turns out, even without oxygen, all that emptiness between the stars can carry a pretty good tune. Now I'll come clean. They aren't sounds. Not technically. They're electromagnetic vibrations. At first they can sound like white noise, but after a while you start to pick up patterns. That's what I do. I'm a naval echographer. Rather than recording people, I decipher spaceborne acoustics. High-piercing crackle? That's probably a magnetic field from a gas giant. Static radio that breathes in and out? That's the runoff of a cloudy atmosphere. When you're an echographer, you listen, hoping to pick up any hint of disaster before it's too late. But eventually, something slips through.
Naval Intelligence has placed the system on high alert as
debris from the shipyard falling from orbit and impacting the city.
It was because of our lack of faith. We did not give our spiritual tithe to
Elder Corsair spotted on the fringes of the system. Although some cults are claiming responsibility, such as
the Cult of the Severed Veins launched our successful attack at
the dry docks over Avis IV, where we, the Priests of Blight,
brought the Imperium to its knees.
It all started with the Urathian, an Imperial Navy Exorcist-class Grand Cruiser when it went cataclysmic while docked over Avis IV. Its explosion vaporized 44,000 people aboard instantly, and echographers heard its death rattle across the system. I was two worlds away, and it was like someone set off a firecracker in my ear. When a Grand Cruiser blows up, it's a big deal. We're talking about a ship over 7 kilometers in length, 37 megatons of steel and hate. And these are mean ships. They're meant for outpost assaults and search and destroy missions, so they're carrying all sorts of ballistics. They're the workhorses of the Imperial Navy, so when one goes boom, everything on it, in it, and around it, well, they go boom too. Obvious to say, but the whole shipyard it was docked at was destroyed. In the chaos that followed, another 64,000 people were killed in orbit, and 112,000 crushed by the debris falling out of the atmosphere. Now, if there's one thing we humans are good at, it's getting whipped into a fury. The Imperial Navy took their classic shoot first, ask questions later approach and prepared to go on a tear across the sector, destroying every enemy holding they knew about. I was almost ready to go until...
They're calling for an investigation.
It was Gregory Lepar, my lieutenant and commissioned officer.
The request came from high up. They want an official report to stop all speculation. Small team.
It was only a few days after the explosion, and conspiracy theories were rampant about what blew up the Urathian. Some people were assuming it was a stealth Xenos attack, and others believed it was some coordinated strike from numerous cults taking responsibility. Claiming to be the doom of the Imperium? It's a competitive market. Okay, I mean, that makes sense, but how? All the visual arrays were blown to bits.
Long-range acoustics were still receiving. Central said to check all eyes and ears. Thought of you right away. Figured you'd understand what's what.
That's perfect. Where am I headed?
I'll set you up on a watchtower. You do all the records you need to carry out the detective work.
Gregory, sir, I feel I'd be more useful off-world. Maybe aboard a cruiser, or...
We have enough Fox quarters.
Right, but echographers are different.
You're gonna get yourself wrapped up in a fight? Listen, if you stay put here...
Right, but if I'm off-world, I could pick up signal arrays and maybe other interference.
I know, but the assignment is not
right. What about an impact sonar array? I heard that the one on the Dauntless Will of St. Catherine, it was broken. I could get it back up and running.
I've already submitted your transfer.
Wait, sir, I could pick up the Vox.
Listen carefully. As fun as this is, going back and forth with you interrupting me, this placement is happening whether you like it or not. I'm sorry. I know you wanted to see the stars, or hear them, whatever. But this is bigger than you. Frankly, you can do your job just as well from a watchtower. You could track down what you need from there, all right? Good hunting.
Good hunting.
The transfer was immediate, and I was stationed far from active duty doing forensics in space. I was relegated to a watchtower to pore over mundane ship communications, shortwave transmissions, and ambience of those stupid neon docking signs. My world, like every other world in the Imperium, had a tithe of soldiers to commit to the war effort. I was the one man trying to get off-world who seemed like he was never going to do it! So I sat back and did what I was told. No. No.
Does not believe in the corpse god. Our noble ironclad only serves the war master.
Finding an answer was like trying to find a needle in a stack of needles. For weeks I lived in the past, combing through recorded logs for some clue. Every receiver in range was either malfunctioning or destroyed. I couldn't even stitch together fragments. I lived in a world of jumbled noise. Jammers, broadcast stations, bursts of static. Patience is a virtue for echographers, but even we have limits. No.
But do you validate partying?
No, I do not.
I'm gonna be here for the rest of my life. The explosion seemed to come out of nowhere. Truly nowhere. No build-up, no preemptive rumblings. I turned off the recordings and just listened to the solar winds rushing by. Listening to these sounds can be kind of eerie, but I don't mind. I always imagined myself traveling and recording new acoustics for the Navy. It's like listening to a cloud. My recordings give it shape. It's also exhausting.
And after a few hours, you just need rest.
For a few minutes. Feeling like I heard something out of a dream. In my sleep, I must have knocked my antenna towards the wreckage of the Urathian. Hello? Is there anyone out there?
Hello?
Ah! Shit! Ah. Ah, Gregory, sir. What's the word from the front?
Crowded. It's turning into a full crusade. The admirals have sequestered the neighboring fleets.
Yeah, I heard.
It's insane. Did you hear the Astartes are on their way?
Space Marines?
In the flesh. Haven't seen one yet, mind you, but soon.
Lucky you.
Hey, every little bit helps. So how are you? How's the investigation?
Well, to be honest, it's been a bit of a slog.
You get the recording logs I asked them to send you?
Yeah, just noise. But I might have found something.
Are you pausing for dramatic effect?
Sorry, it's just an echo.
An echo?
I found something moving in the Urathian's wreckage.
So you've got a lead. That's good. Which log?
No, it wasn't a log. It was, it was live.
That's not a thing.
It's active. I can hear it correcting its orbit. It's not in any of the resource logs, though. From the drag, it might be a satellite or a relay.
And it survived the blast?
Well, I guess.
The blast. The one that punched a hole in the atmosphere. Yeah, that's what I thought. Stick to the logs. Don't go causing any problems for me. All right?
Wouldn't have been a problem if you took me with you.
No shit. Hey, I'm trying to keep you out of harm's way. Astartes or not, this war isn't for you. You get that, right? It will eat you up. Alright, good. Is there anything else?
Yeah. Could you just call Naval Intelligence?
No.
I just need to know what this is.
I have a reputation. I'm not asking my bosses whether they're doing their jobs right. And you're not calling them either. Understood? Under no circumstances are you calling Naval Intelligence. Say it.
Under no circumstance will I call Naval Intelligence. Stuck on the watchtower with no clues? I pulled the only option I had left. I had to hear what killed the Urathian.
Office of Naval Intelligence.
Hello, this is Gregory Lepar, EGH-1123.
I just had to hope that nobody recognized his voice.
I wanted to inquire about a anomaly that I'm picking up.
I'm opening a report now.
I have a echographer doing a back check on the attack of the Grand Cruiser Urathian. He picked something up, but I don't have access to it in my logs. I'm wondering if it might be one of yours? Grid 66B.
That satellite has been listed as decommissioned?
I knew it! There was something in the log.
Excellent. How long ago was that?
I don't have any clearance for that request.
But you see it. You just don't know if it's working.
That satellite has been listed as decommissioned.
Look, I have some Astartes who are asking about this thing, and they don't like to be kept waiting. If you'd rather talk to them, I can patch them through.
Looks here like it was a Kha'zix pattern satellite. Old reliables.
The gates to Holy Terra open before me. I'm getting exactly what I want.
That brand picks up signals great, but they're old. No bells or whistles.
So it could have survived the blast. Could you patch me in?
Easily. But they only have one feed in. Uplink can't handle it.
Guess I'll have to get to it manually.
I'll close this report. What's your ID number again?
You're breaking up. Good hunting.
I'd found it. The smoking gun of what destroyed the Urathian. Satellite 66B. I wait a few hours for Gregory to come back into range and try to give him a call with the good news.
Gregory!
Hello.
Oh. Sorry, I think the line was crossed. I'm looking for Gregory Lepar, commissioned officer.
Lieutenant Lepar is unavailable.
Oh. Okay, well, do you know when he'll be back in range?
He's in a meeting right now.
A meeting? All right, well.
I leave my station and put down roots in the mess hall of the watchtower. Outside the windows, I can see the mess of rubble from the Urathian's graveyard. Months later, and we're still cleaning up what was left of the shipyard. It's quiet. No traffic to or from. My imagination wanders, and I begin to see it as a bit of a mausoleum. I imagine moisture collecting on the inside of its steel carcasses. Ice building on the frozen ceiling and decks. On the bones. And human remains.
Quite the view.
A stranger takes a seat across from me. His face is like a moon, pale. His features are foggy.
Do you hear anything?
Huh?
Out there. Have you heard anything?
No.
I heard that they were going to start cleanup next month.
That's wishful thinking. There's a lot to clean up.
The way I see it, the road to victory is under construction.
He pulls his cape around him like he's covering himself from some unseen wind.
What's that pin?
This? Oh, yeah. I'm an echographer. What are you doing here?
My duty. An investigation.
Naval intelligence?
Higher.
Should I be saluting you right now?
No, my branch is discreet. But I appreciate the offer.
I glance up at the man in black, and his features are like smoke. His cape is loose-fitting, and I look for a badge or commendation. Nothing.
I heard some rumors about the wreckage.
Everyone has heard the rumors.
Traitorous cults?
Probably.
I've heard it might have been something else.
Yeah, well, there's certainly enough blame going around.
I'd never condemn a man for his speculation.
I felt myself compelled to tell him. Whoever blew up the Eurathion went out of their way to cover it up. They hijacked the only listening satellite I could find. I think someone inside the Imperium is behind this.
Dangerous line of thinking.
I stopped myself from talking. Something about the man was hypnotizing. I just mean, whoever did it could still be out there. We should find them, right?
We could. Their actions could be seen as treasonous or merciful. You know, your ears could be an asset.
Sorry, who are you with exactly? Because I know that if you want something from me, you're going to have to go through my CEO.
I'm a listener, much like yourself. My family was high stock, I mean no offense. They had great plans for me. Told me to stop listening to the stars and to bury my nose in the grimoires. There were a great many things I needed to know for the tasks ahead. Threats within, without. But my curiosity was an asset. An inquisitive mind and all that.
Holy shit. Inquisitor. Secret police. Inquisitive?
Yes.
You already know who blew up the Eurathion.
He is close to me. He is my quarry.
I remember his face better now. A rabid savagery in his features. Madness washed across it, and I felt sucked into whatever crazed humanity filled his soul.
It was a great loss what had to happen, but there are worse things than Xenos and heretics. You have started to find this out. You can come with me and I show you, or you can find out on your own. Either way, loose ends have a way of tying themselves up.
I dropped everything and ran out of the watchtower. I had to be on the opposite side of the planet. I raced down to the loading dock and looked back, and to see him standing at the end of the hall, the man, his pallid face staring back at me like a ghost. He looks at me and I can hear his voice echoing in my mind.
Worse than Xeno.
Listen carefully.
Good hunting. Listen carefully.
Wait! You can't go! I push myself through a group of people and hop into one of the bathtub-shaped space loaders. I close the lid and start flipping every switch labeled D, hoping one is for disengage. It works! The loader is thrust out of the watchtower, spinning over, and I look back. The watchtower. I'm drifting away and try to calm my heart from the inertia. My heart is beating out of my chest. Breathe in. Breathe out. I'm so dizzy.
And like the darkness of space, everything goes black. The proximity sensor wakes me up.
Where am I?
I look around. There's wreckage everywhere. I've drifted into the Eurathion's graveyard. Surrounding me is a maze of metal beams and ruined towers of ships. A road of debris weaves through the broken hulks, and light from our distant star is peeking through the holes in what feels like an abandoned city. Mine is the only beating heart for miles. I try to call Greg using the loader's feeble equipment. They must have got him too. The sensor starts blinking. Something is moving, drifting through the cloud of wreckage towards me. I see it. A satellite. No bigger than a fridge. It looks rough, caked with burns. But on the side of it, clear as day, scorched in white paint, Satellite 66B. It drifts through the ruins, baiting me. the answers to the mystery are just within reach, and that knowledge is a lure. Is this fate? I pump my pedals into gear and my personal rowboat kicks forward with a few short bursts of ignition. I pull up alongside the satellite and move out my manipulator arm to turn the thing over. From the looks of it, the satellite was closer to the Urathian than I expected. The whole thing was licked with plasma marks. I manually tether and crack open the access panel. Inside, the data wafer is safe and sound, still flickering. I uplink through the loader's external port and give 66B a quick scan for files. No signs of rewrites or any trash. The recording inside hasn't been tampered with. It's the genuine article. I begin a boot up. The sound flickers on and it's static for a few minutes. I swallow. What was the deal with that Inquisitor? What did he say? I remember his eyes with a chill crawling up my spine. My head is still foggy. He knew what happened to the Urathian. He said something about Xenos and heretics and something else? I curl my lip and lean around my dashboard to look out the glass at the satellite's markings. A crackle in my headset. All right, here it comes. I'm expecting a magnetic pulse or a wave front when... Holy shit! The hair on the back of my neck is standing on end, and all of the loader's systems are fried. I'm in an 8-foot tin can with nowhere to run, trapped with 66B and what its sensors had picked up. I realize that whatever killed the Urathian wasn't an alien or a man. It was something else. Abyssal. Unthinkably large. The sound of a galaxy come alive. The Inquisitor had covered it up. He was right to. In the void of 100 billion stars, I feel myself shrinking. I'm orbiting a planet with no propulsion, no way of calling for help. All I can hear is the echo of the recording. They're talking to me. It's all I can hear. Stop it. Stop it. I don't want to hear it. The sound is alive. All this time, the sound is alive. Listen carefully. Forget what you've heard about there being no sound in space.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to this production of The Echo of Satellite 66B. This audio drama is part of an anthology series put on by Cold Open Stories, and what we're doing could be called community theater set in the 41st millennium. Each month or so, we write a script and then you, the listener, audition to play the parts. It's a great way to build community and share stories worth telling. Now, all levels of experience are welcomed, and these are short fan productions. So whether you're a writer, an actor, or the echo of a demon from outer space, please check us out on coldopenstories.com or on social media. The Echo of Satellite 66B was written and directed by Colin DeGraff, with music composed by Robert Renato Hack. It starred Colin DeGraff, Carl Willers, Omar Negron, and Brandon Richards. Cameos by Eric and Mark from Lorehammer, John, Dave, and Danny from Mob Rules, and Mark from The Battle Hosts. Now, I'll let you go with one more thing. You know Patreon? Yeah, we don't have one. We don't want one. The best way you can help us isn't by donating, but by sharing our stories in your network. Without a cast, all of this isn't possible, so we hope you share the word and consider auditioning or writing for our next production.